Vargas, what are you watching?
Is it still the All-Star Lakers?
Hell yeah. So we have the all-time Lakers versus the all-time Pistons.
Didn't you already watch that?
No.
No, not the Pistons. That's a fun squad.
Not long ago, we talked about the Pistons, and it was not them. I don't know who they were playing, but it was the all-time Pistons against someone else.
No, Pacers. You're thinking Pacers.
No. Yeah. Before Reggie Miller, we were talking about Isaiah Thomas and Detroit.
I don't remember that.
Well,
I think there might have been a mention, but I mean the Pistons. Haven't been up to play yet until now.
No, he's doing it in alphabetical order. They haven't gone to the Pistons.
Right.
Okay.
Am I the only one that listens around here? Yeah, Am I the one that gives a shit about the rules?
I think so.
I could swear we talked about the Pistons, but it could have been not because they were playing the all-time Lakers on a fake game. Could have been for other reasons.
There's gambling on simulated games now.
Wait a minute.
I believe
you all have a different game. Sense. How do you gamble on it?
Well, you can do simulations. Like you watch a simulated game, like Marcus is doing now, and people will gamble on that, on like Twitch and shit. I was talking to a guy. He was telling me, he's like, dude, people are gambling on that stuff. He's like, gamblers are gambling. They don't give a shit. They'll find something to gamble on.
I'm sure they're figuring something to gamble about, but let's just start a channel. What could we put on there and get odds on, you know?
Probably basketball. I mean,
basketball. Marcus, you have Madden?
I don't. No,
he's not a football guy. Oh, he's not a football video game guy. He will play football, but he's not a guy who likes to play Madden.
Flag football?
Or he'll play NFL Streets.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Which, after playing me, he learned how to create a strategy.
Can we just run a casino where we just deal cards on screen and we'll play blackjack? If we get a higher card, we collect money from people?
I don't know, man. That's why. That's weird.
It's really easy to win money that way.
It's really easy to cheat.
Yeah, but we're the ones dealing.
Yeah, but I don't know how to cheat. I don't know how to do the card thing Edward Norton does in fucking, what, Rounders?
I guess, but... I guess at some point we should tell people to follow us on the streams. On the, what do they call it these days?
Instagram, social media things.
The internet.
If you're watching this, you're already watching us on YouTube. If you're listening to us on iTunes or any other just audio forms, you can watch us and see our beautiful faces on YouTube. Format a little podcast.
Subscribe, hit like.
Subscribe, follow, hit the notification bell at the bottom of the screen.
There you go. You're getting it down.
Like,
slide into the DMs and comment.
I'm just trying to think of
like, comment, and subscribe.
I think it might be Jimmy Dore. I listen to Jimmy Dore a lot. He's a political guy. He's very. His podcast is political, but he's also a comedian, so it's funny. You know, and at the end, like, he'll be like, hit subscribe, the notification bell, and then at the very end, he'll be like, normally this is where I tell you, you know, where our live events are, but now everything's locked down. He's like, and I'll also tell you to buy something to help contribute, but no one has a fucking job, so, you know, just watch the next video.
So, Nick. Yes. Like, you usually have a list of things that you want to get off your head. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to leave it. I haven't done much, but I was kind of leaving it. If you guys wanted to talk about something in specific, let's do it. But first, I'd really like to we'll tell people the social media is at Four Men Podcast, the number 4Men Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. But also, I feel like an idiot because
been weighing you down.
No, I just want to get that shit away. But there's something else.
You get something off your chest? Yeah.
That's not what I was talking about. But I have something else I'd like to get off my chest. But no, I wanted you guys to get something off your chest if you do. But first, let's get this out of the way. Last podcast, I said Sam Raimi was directing the new Spider-Man, and I was wrong. He's directing the new Doctor Strange, Doctor Strange 2. So I feel like an idiot putting it out to the world that I'm a total idiot about the one thing I should actually know in movies and comic books.
I'm sure no one cares.
I care.
But I feel better saying it now, at least.
I care because the authenticity of this podcast was at stake. If anything, if we're going to be questioned about movies and all four of us are fucking wrong, why are we here?
good point, Sean. Good point. What you got, Nick?
On the list, I wanted to talk about this for a long time, but we just haven't gotten to it yet. Japan has a problem. In addition to all the other problems in the world, they have a ninja shortage.
Oh, yeah!
The government is paying $85,000 a year. The city of Iga, or Iga? I'm not quite sure which one. This is where the ninjas began in rural Japan centuries ago, right? And they have a festival with tourists. They have ninja museums. Ninjas perform ninja acts, you know, I don't know, flips and martial arts.
Hey, buddy, let's flip.
Exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, it's a rural town, and modern life, people are like, I'm not living in the middle of nowhere anymore. Like, I want to go out to, I don't know, whatever things are in the cities, you know, see other people, work in an office, and not live out here. So now they're like, also Japan, until this COVID problem, had an extremely low unemployment rate of only 2.5%. It's like a beautiful, clean place. And anyway, so now the government's like, we need more ninjas. We are offering $85,000 to be a ninja. The other thing is you have to be, like, ninja training isn't just like, read the manual, you start Monday. It's like, no, man, you got to be in peak physical condition. You have to train at these things for years.
So so it's not similar to being a cop.
I don't know how much training all police have, but let me tell you, but I guess some need more, obviously. You don't have, you can't be fat eating donuts. You have to be able to do flips, right? But it seems like the perfect time to be a ninja, right? The government's offering you this government job, $85,000, and it's like, right now, who wants to live in a city with COVID-19? It's like, wait, I can move out to the country, I get $85,000, and I could be a ninja. Also, like, the face masks are free. Like, fuck yeah! If I was in physical condition and trained, it'd be like ninja time. Go ninja! Go ninja! Go
training.
So, what exactly are the ninjas utilized for?
Have you seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3? Very similar to that. You motherfucker! How have you not seen that movie?
I have not, and I actually have the 3-pack on Blu-ray. I got the original Secret of the Ooze and the fucking third one where they're in Japan. I've never seen
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
I saw Turtles in Time.
Holy shit! I've never seen Sean's basement.
I also have a 4-pack of Turtles movies, but like you, Marcus, I have the animated one from like say 10 years ago. Never watched it.
Yeah, that's,
I should pop it in.
You guys are fucking killing this, man.
But to answer your question, they are leading the annual festival. They're at the Ninja Museum and they perform as ninjas, you know, like they'd probably have two guys like battle on a stage, you know.
So it's for show.
There's like no risk to their health, you know, other than like what professional martial arts and stuntmen or somebody would.
I mean, they could die in training, but it won't be from COVID.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, they don't have like alternate ninjas coming in with swords trying to kill them. It's performance mostly.
Oh yeah.
Like, who doesn't want to do that?
It's kind of like the Jedi training in Buffalo.
That's exactly what I was just thinking about.
When you guys have Jedi training in the city of Buffalo?
So it's like taking lightsaber training and being part of that, you know, being part of the traveling Star Wars.
Yeah, with David.
In Buffalo. I was actually, excuse me.
What traveling Star Wars show in Buffalo?
I was actually contemplating on doing that.
Okay,
you're still contemplating on it?
I gotta ask you guys.
Not as much now, but there was a time maybe like about a year ago. Like I was seriously thinking about doing it.
Tell me about this. I've never heard of this. There's a group in Buffalo, like a karate studio where you sign up to do Jedi training. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I mean,
that's a lightsaber.
It's probably in every.
I mean, they're not going to really teach you to do the Jedi mind trick.
Of course not. But
that's the advanced class.
Yeah.
Stop it. No.
This sounds like the movie The Art of Self-Defense with Jesse Eisenberg.
That movie was fucking hilarious. I forget really there was a line in that movie and I fucking died laughing. But that was a really good. That was one of his better performances.
Are you talking about the point where he goes to get a gun and the guy can't give it to him, right? Because of the waiting period. Then he calls on the phone and he rejects the gun because he's doing karate classes. Because that part's hilarious.
I don't think that was it. It was just one of those like one-liners that most likely I'm one of the few people that laugh at.
You know, like currently on Hulu. I sat in that movie theater laughing by myself watching that movie. I don't think the other people understood it.
No. That was a good use of dark humor.
Yeah. But in the end, he learns how to do kind of like a Jedi trick, remember? Or not really. He uses his hand, but he's like, I'm going to ruin it because it's a twist in the ending. If you want to watch it on Hulu. But it's very funny.
Yeah.
Plus Imogene Poots. Who doesn't like saying Poots?
Poots?
What else you got, Nick?
Well, this one could take a while. On Twitter, not that long ago, I stumbled upon a chain that's been going on for a long time called "What's the Incident at Your School?" And everyone talks about like the worst thing at their school, like that became this thing, like the police were called, and then you add yours, right? Because everyone's got one. Some are just better than others, or weirder than others, and. Anyway, I thought some of them were interesting, and I guess it was going on even longer on Reddit, so we could read some. But first, I was interested, like, you know, I know our school. There's two that come to mind, and you guys could disagree with me, but I remember once when we were underclassmen, the Secret Service came to West Seneca East because they were running counterfeit $20 bills out of the school bookstore.
Yep.
And to me, that's an incident, man. Like,
I remember
how the fuck did that get, like, I feel like I the kids, that. I don't know who did it, right? I don't remember.
I know who, too.
are you personally friends with them?
I
don't have to out them.
School.
You don't have to say their name.
I know who they are. I know who they are. And I remember, so basically they took $20, like a real $20 bill, and they started copying them on the copy machine. And I don't think they were using it until like we had one of those like I don't know stores in the school
where you can buy, like, basically pencils and Snapple.
Yes,
it's like you need a number two pencil, you need a Snapple. That was almost everything they sold.
Yeah, and
because everything else, it's like you didn't really need.
Right. I mean, I guess. So he basically bought, like, I think it was probably actually a Snapple. And gave $20 to that, and they basically check the if it's counter or not, and it appeared that it was.
When it's obviously paper.
Yeah, so they got to call. They have to call. So when they find it, they actually there's a whole protocol that they got to do. So they called and said, "Where'd you get this from?" And you know, they confessed, and so that there's all this. So that's when everything started happening. I remember it pretty vividly. It was actually. Quite funny.
I think you were a freshman, Chaz. Now we were sophomores, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember them coming in. I don't remember. I don't know where I was in the school. I just heard about it.
Yeah,
and I didn't know who it was.
It wasn't something like the school shut down or anything like that. They went to the office, and like probably two agents were there or something like that. And
but that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal, but. You know,
but I mean, when you're a freshman in high school, it's like, you know, they got arrested for counterfeit. You have nothing to compare that to. It's like, okay.
Right. And it's
I mean, we're talking pre-Columbine. I mean, now that's nothing.
You don't have the same type of paper that they have or ink or anything like that. So it's like, it was really a shitty counterfeit type thing. And it was probably like, they had like a few stacks of 20s, but it was pretty much handed over and don't do this again. you know.
Yeah, so nobody did time is because they were minors?
Yeah.
That's what I guessed. The fact that, like, we never heard about it, and we never saw, like, a senior, like, never, like we were told, like, that would have gotten around the school, right? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people knew about it.
A kid, like, went to prison?
No, I mean, yeah, he definitely didn't go to prison. I mean, yeah. I think he got suspended, but I think that's about as far as it went.
Which is nothing compared to if you try to counterfeit a dollar bill yourself right now.
Someone handed me a counterfeit $20 bill at my last job a couple of years ago.
It's happened to me when I was a cashier.
But there was like, hey, man, can I have some change? And I was like, all right, whatever. Handed me 20. It looked fine. I didn't really think too much of it. Switch it out. It was actually like, instead of like being like this big, it was like this big. And had I just taken like a second to really look at it, I would have been like, oh, this is fake.
You got to be careful. You're in LA, man. That was probably like prop money because they always have to make it different, right? So, but if they wanted to look real for
it. I don't know what it was, but either way, like, it was fine because we just came up with a rule that's like, all right, we don't give change to anybody anymore.
Like, okay. Yeah, you got to buy something.
Yeah.
It happened to me at Spencer's, and it was just like, nobody cared. Like, I tried to, like, you know, I was like, we got to report this. And they're like, give it to the bank, tell the police. Everyone's just like, let's fucking throw it out. And we're just like, so we're just out $20. And it's like, yeah, you're just out $20. It's like, fuck. You know? Another one in our school was what we called Code Red Day. I don't know about you guys. Do you remember that, Sean? Code Red Day? I'm sure Chaz remembers.
I don't know. What year?
We were seniors, and it was the year after Columbine, and there was a lockdown.
The day after Columbine?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The semester after Columbine.
Yeah.
The year after Columbine.
Yeah.
Columbine was in the spring of junior year. This was in the year later in 1999 or early 2000. I was a senior.
Was it 99? Was news that day. Really? Was it Columbine? 99. You know, I had morning class at Potter Road. I missed it.
You know what? You ended up just missing it. So I was on the news that day. We do morning news. That was the year they opened the TV station. And so I was reporting the news that morning. And then as soon as it was over, they announced a school-wide lockdown. And we were everyone was locked in the rooms. And we didn't know why. They're just like, code red. And meanwhile, Columbine was less than a year before. And that code was for there's an active shooter in your school. So I'm in this TV studio, like, it's so big, there's no one sees in. I feel safer than anybody else. But so it was me, Tim Faze, and James Linsky. Most of the class didn't care, but we're like, we got free equipment to like make a movie. We made a joke about how we accidentally caused the code red by like, there's an alarm button on the wall. When there's a code red, hit this button, right? So like James and Tim go to high five and miss and accidentally hit the button. And then like I got locked in the cage where they keep the TVs. Anyway, the real thing was, which is so silly later, this kid, I think he was a freshman or a sophomore, he brought into school the vial from a thermostat full of mercury to show people, hey, look it, this is mercury. From an old thermostat and like dropped it or spilled it on the stairs. So they went to the shutdown. They thought it was like, I don't know if they thought it was a terror attack. I don't know what they thought.
I missed everything.
No, because it's poisonous. So they had to basically keep kids in the classrooms.
Right. Cause you have to contain it too. Like it
right.
You can't just like, it'll just move around. It's a liquid.
Mode. Right. So the best way to keep kids in there is to say a code red.
Exactly. Keep them in.
I thought that was just a Mountain Dew flavor.
Marcus, you went to a different high school. Marcus, what was the incident at your school? The biggest incident while you were there?
The biggest?
Yeah, like the most noteworthy, you'd call it the incident. Like, oh, that was that thing. Everybody remembers. It was a big deal.
So it didn't actually happen at school, like on school grounds or something like that. What year was Columbine again?
Well, if it's Columbine, it's not your school.
99.
Okay. Just sure. Because, so I want to say it probably happened maybe a year or two before Columbine, because when it happened, you know, like everybody wasn't necessarily referencing Columbine and stuff like that. So there was this couple that like they were like dating, you know. Yeah.
This is going a completely different direction. Columbine and this couple is dating.
No.
That's great, Marcus.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't even joke about it like that because I mean both people were actually related to me in some way or fashion. So all right, so
it's all over the place, so, man.
So, watching a Tarantino movie.
There's this couple. The girl was like either in like eighth grade or ninth grade, and the guy was like a junior or a senior. So I mean, basically, it basically ended up being a murder suicide at the girl's house right before school. You know, So basically the effect that it had on the school, besides, you know, like mourning the loss of these two individuals, more so the girl, because it's like she was like really smart and really liked. So I mean, you know, I mean, it was a tragedy for both, but it's like the girl had a lot going for her. So
also, was she the one who was she murdered?
Yes.
Wow. Which, yeah. Like, I don't mean to be insensitive, but I feel worse for someone who's murdered than someone who takes their own life because it wasn't their choice.
Right. So the effect that it had on the school. So when that incident happened, and you know, like I said, I believe it had to have been maybe a year or two before Columbine is when Lackawanna actually enforced armed guards at the school, because I mean the question about it was that, you know, what if he would have
brought the gun to school and killed someone else instead of at
home? Because this guy woke up or decided at some point that this was going to happen. So you know, I mean, you know, what if it didn't necessarily happen at the girl's house? What if, you know, she would have made it to school, and you know, there's always that possibility he could have just came to school, and you know, I mean, that would have been an entirely different thing. So that was definitely tough times. It was a little, you know, I mean, you know, tensions were kind of there, you know, having these Lackawanna cops there, you know, armed, just for the sake of the security of the school. So, yeah, L.A.
Well, that blows ours out of the water.
Yeah. Can I read someone else's on a lighter note? Damn.
No. I don't believe anything on Reddit like that. Like, this happened. Oh, well, my school, this and this and this.
Yeah, this is totally believable and fine, and it's – can I read it? It's not that impressive. It's just interesting.
Here, I'll tell you a better one.
All right, fine.
So there's a comedian named Tom's – no, not Tom.
Oh, I don't believe other people's. I don't believe other people's.
Bert Kirshner. This is that
– Kirshner.
Kreischer. This is what he was semi-famous, but like I think this is what put him over the top. Is okay. He wrote a thing where on a school trip they were I think in Russia, they were taking like a train across Russia, and he wound up befriending like some Russian mobsters and went with them and stole like everything from his classmates. He didn't even let them know. Like, he even stole from himself. Like, they stole everything from him and like, all of his classmates, and he helped them do it. And he made a comment about it, and this girl saw it and like tagged everyone in the class. It was like, this is 100% factual. He worked with the Russian mob to steal all of our stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, I was I watch the Hot Wings show, Hot Ones, and it was he was on there, and he was talking about that, And he said, yeah, it's like, it was basically the most, like, one of the most famous stories. He's like, it set, basically, like, when I had it in my comedy set, it just sets me over, out over the top. It was pretty amazing from what he was saying. He, like, he's like a 24/7, like, at the time, he was like a 24/7 party guy. It was like crazy. So it was, he's a real funny dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, some of these people, they are confirmed with news stories, but I thought some were just funny, you know? And they're not people trying to be funny. They're actually people just sharing their incident. But I don't have to read them because what's his name? His is better, I guess.
Yeah. And then you can watch a stand-up comedy and be like, okay. I don't know.
Man, I had this fun thing, and then you didn't want to crack jokes about it. You just want to be like, nah, it's not as good as this guy.
Marcus took the wind out of that sail a while ago, man. I'm like, if we're going to do one more story about something like this, it may as well be about something that, like, someone that people will actually know who we're talking about.
Right.
Man, I had such good ones here. Get it. My work's done. Out the drain. Yeah.
What's next on your list?
Well, Nick? Shit, I'm sorry, guys. I mean, shit, you're the one that brought up the topic, and it's like,
yeah,
that's true.
I'm thinking about it because for the most part, never, you know, I mean, nothing ever happened at Lackawanna, but yeah, that's
huge, man.
Oh my god, it fucking wrecked, like, the whole school, the whole city, man. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Back to work.
I think I almost remember hearing about that, I think.
Which means
you guys know who I am. Like, at that age, like, that's, like, before Columbine. I was in middle school, so I didn't pay attention to shit.
No one did. And it wasn't, there was no internet. Like,
it was so shitty.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it was all people's pages. Like, this is my
WWF wrestling
fan page.
Yeah. AOL, you know? Which I didn't have.
Me neither. I usually just talk to Marcus on the phone. Like, so if he didn't tell me about it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't ever going to
know. Hey, I have a story. I have a personal story that's funny. I have a personal story that's kind of funny and embarrassing for me. Should I share that?
Hold on. There's other people in this fucking podcast. There's four men in this podcast.
It's about me and Marcus, and it's a perfect segue.
Oh, well, okay, fine. Then if it's about you and Marcus, all right.
Yeah. But it's embarrassing for me, and Marcus looks great. Anyway, I was 15, so...
Was it the fucking Skittles commercial?
No.
It's not that embarrassing. No. Marcus, I don't even know if you remember this, but you probably do. Let me tell this story, right? So there was the summer between sophomore and junior year, I met this girl at the Queen of Heaven Carnival, and we hit it off. And, like, back then, before you can drive, you're like, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend, whatever, but, like, you don't have much control in the situation because you're like, I don't know if I can see this person. I might need to ride from so-and-so. And it's complicated, right? So anyway, I go on vacation. I come back. New school year starting. First day of school, or second day of school. It's one of the first days of school. Marcus calls me up. He's like, hey, man. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I haven't talked to you in a while. What are you doing? He's just like, hey, man. So there's some kids at my school talking about you. And I was just like, what? What are you talking about? I'm like, no, man. I'm like, it's probably my cousin. He has the same name, but he's younger, so maybe it's not him. I don't know. He's like, yeah. So there's this older kid in my school. I think he was a senior, if I can remember correctly. And he was talking shit about you. And I was like, Marcus, I don't know anyone who goes to school but you. Like, is your friend that I met one time? And he's like, no. It's this kid. He's talking about how he's this girl that's dating Nick Adrian and Wes Seneca is cheating on him with me. And I was just like, what, man? He's like, yeah, are you? And I didn't even tell Marcus I was, like, seeing this girl, right? Like we hadn't, like, we'd see each other on occasion, but, like, you know, it used to be like, oh, he lives in the other town. It's so hard to get Marcus to hang out, right? And so I'm like, what's the girl's name? And he told me, he's like, and I was just like, what? I was like, oh, man. It's like, yeah, she was my girlfriend, but it's like, you know, I'd been trying to call her for weeks and she hadn't returned my call. Like, I went on vacation, so I hadn't heard from, talked to her in 10 days. I come back and you're just, it's long distance. You can't call long distance when you're 15, right?
10-220.
So then, anyway, I come back and haven't seen her. I left her a few messages, didn't ever got back to me. And yeah, I guess some older kid at Marcus's school was getting further with my girlfriend than me. Do you remember that, Marcus?
I don't. We were still in high school.
Yeah, definitely.
freshman. Was it freshman year? Right.
Crazier. It was either sophomore or junior year. It's either the first or second day of sophomore year, or first or second day of junior year. But I think it was. I don't remember. It was either June. I don't know. It was one or the other. This might have been the first or second day of sophomore year. And
I think it definitely seemed. I remember the story. It was a while. I kind of remember, sort of remember the story. No, yeah, I remember the story. It seemed like we were younger. Like,
we were definitely young. I wasn't old enough to drive at all.
Right.
So it was probably the beginning of sophomore year, to be honest.
All right, what about anyone else? Yes, yeah. Anytime you guys want to join this fucking podcast.
Yes. Hey, man, the all-time Pistons are about to upset the Lakers, bro.
What's the score?
Grant Hill's at the free throw line, ready to seal the deal.
Listen, Grant Hill drinks Sprite.
What's the time and what's the point?
There's 23.9 seconds left. It's 53, Detroit, 47, L.A. Hill's at the free throw line shooting his second one.
What are these, like,
he just made it.
3 minute quarters? 54-47.
Huh?
Are these like 3 minute quarters?
They're like 6 minute quarters, I believe.
Oh man, the gamblers are going broke with these high speed games.
Well, I mean, the all time Pistons, yeah.
Six minute quarters.
They've with Isaiah Thomas and that, they did beat the Lakers. They did it again with the Wallace brothers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We gotta start collecting money on this. we get a rake. The house gets a cut. The house always wins.
Rake or remember rake or?
What's that from?
That was you.
Is that He-Man?
No, man. Oh, my God. Fucking Rancor, bro.
I know what a Rancor is with an N. You mean Star Wars?
Rancor, man. We were at
CKY?
No, man. We were in Chaz's bedroom. We were with London. I believe it was the day after. I believe it was the same day, you know, we all played basketball or whatever. So we went back to Chaz's. We were chilling in his bedroom. It was night and fucking Nick came over, but instead of just coming in, he fucking took the plastic toy rake and he shoved it through fucking Chaz's window. And he was like, I am Raycore. He scared the shit out of London. He had no idea what the fuck was going on. He actually thought somebody was breaking into the house. And it's like, you know.
Yeah, it freaked him out.
It was like, oh, it's Nick. But fucking London's like.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't know what to make of it.
I'll fucking never forget that for as long as I live.
I'm glad you remembered it because I didn't remember that at all.
Yeah, it was you. You're
I believe it. That's totally something I would do.
Yes, you're a wrinkle.
It definitely is.
All right.
Sounds like a He-Man character because they all had such stupid names like Moss Man and Beast Man. Except for Tila. Tila's awesome.
What were you going to say, Sean?
I don't remember. Oh, I'm back to work.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. How you doing flipping those bottles, eh?
I completely forgot how to do my job.
Oh my God.
So no more cocktail tricks, pouring it behind the back, putting your leg on the counter.
I was supposed to go to this one on Santa Monica Boulevard, which I've never been to. It's actually the busiest bar of all the bars this guy owns. And for some stupid reason, the very first, like, second day it's open, they're like, do you want to close Saturday? I was like, yeah, just get me out of my house. And I showed up, and I was like, as packed as it could be, and there was a line of people waiting to get in. And I'm like, why did I say yes? I'm like, I forgot how to bartend. I don't even know how to make all the drinks. I don't know what, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And then I went up, and the dude was like, we're closing. There's a curfew. You got to go. I was like, oh, thank God. For a curfew.
The first, there was 2 hours. Nobody yet got their drink.
Oh, my God. Well, no, like,
I'm just waiting. I ordered a Miller Lite.
I just got there. Then I left right away. So you the first day I didn't go back. Somebody but then the like Sunday, I opened up the place on Hollywood Boulevard. Which I've worked before. It was nice. I broke the rust off. Like I'm fairly good to go now. Everyone seems so far has been really pleasant. They're pretty cool with like waiting because not on top of like we're still trying to figure out the rules and guidelines. And all the customers coming in are also still don't know the rules and guidelines. That's another whatever.
So you're wearing a mask probably.
Oh, everyone is.
Yeah.
But like, and customers aren't allowed in without masks, but they have, once they get to the table, they can take the mask off.
Right. I mean, it's a bar, so you're drinking drinks. So you have to take the mask off.
Yeah. Like how does that?
But it's more like restaurant now with a bar there because no one can go to the bar to order drinks. You can't sit at the bar anymore. And you really can't walk around and talk to people. And like, I actually stopped this one guy from talking to some people. He was like walking up. He was like, hey, yo. And I was like, hey, man. With the whole rules, I'm like, you got to be sitting down at your table. You really can't be walking around mingling. I think the couple was fairly happy about that. I did that. And then they wrote like,
this guy was fucking creepy and
smelly. Well, no, then they wrote out a thing, worst server ever.
Did they?
As a
joke, right?
No, because I've been going around the bar and taking orders on top of it, which I'm not 100% pleased with. I'm fine with
being the first time you ever did it, right?
That too. Yeah, I'm not a server. I've never served before, really.
Just dropping trays all fucking – I don't know how these work.
I don't know if I'm just not used to it or it's just a fucking stupid use of trying not to have – over you know, save money with staff. Because
probably a cost saving thing.
Yeah, I think that's what it more is because, like, I go around the bar. Once the bar fills up, And we have a brand new system, so no one's ever used this before. Like they installed a new system of how we take orders and stuff.
A POS system.
Yeah, so we're like doing that now.
It's a real POS.
No, it's actually really nice. You just you don't know where anything is.
It's a play on words, Sean.
I know.
It's a play on words.
I know. But yeah, no. So then, like, I'll have a list of tickets of drinks to make, and usually they're margaritas that are blended, which takes about a minute to make. You know, you gotta put the ice in, you gotta put the ingredients in, you gotta blend it up, you gotta put it in. I mean, maybe 45 seconds to a minute. Then you get like four of those. You know, so about 5 minutes goes by, but that's just like one ticket. And then you got another ticket of like something similar. And, you know, next thing you know, like 15, 20 minutes goes by, and I forgot about the tables that I'm supposed to be serving.
Because you've never done it before. Yeah.
That's
number one in is probably in a server's mind is to like keep checking all the tables, right? So
if that was my job, I could focus on that. You know, if I'm bartending, I could focus on that. Doing both, yeah. I'm not used to I'm definitely not used to it. And I haven't been moving much. Like I've taken this the COVID-19 pretty seriously. Like I've been hopefully optimistic with a lot of conversations I've had with people, especially about like maybe everyone should start trying to slowly open up and blah blah blah. Right. And I've been fairly positive with Sweden.
I've got news for you. I'll update
hold
you.
Hold on. But I haven't. I'm not. You know, I wasn't pushing my luck. So I've stayed inside a lot. I'm so sore. I am so fucking sore.
Yeah. I hear you on that for sure.
Oh my gosh. So sore. Oh man. But yeah, other than that, it's not bad. But I think once the thing is that the bar I work at isn't open yet. And I don't know if apparently the rule is if you call someone and they're on unemployment, you know, you're like, hey, your job's, we're open back up again, come back to work. If you don't answer that phone call, they cannot legally take you off unemployment.
Exactly.
So they think a lot of people might be holding off and not answering their phones. But I also know a lot of people, because LA has been like, no, July. That's when you're opening, July. And a lot of people signed up and took vacations in June. They're like, fuck it, I'm going to take a vacation. I'm going to go around. Like, everything seems to be getting a little bit better. And, like, my roommate's not even in town.
Yeah.
He works with the same company as me. Like, but once everyone comes back, if my place isn't open again, it's like, I guess I'm back on unemployment.
Yeah.
But
makes sense.
Yeah, you can go back on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, I'll do that. Or if I'm only working, like, 1 or 2 days there, I'll still be able to get money from unemployment.
You could claim the amount of days and you'll get less unemployment.
Yeah, I'll get less unemployment, but it'll equal, you know, it's supposed to equal out. Everything's supposed to be even. So I'll see how that goes. Hopefully it goes well. Hopefully not a lot of people with COVID, but I feel like maybe, in a week? I think in a week we'll really know the severity. Definitely a month of the second wave is probably going to be hitting because of these protests, right?
Yep.
Yeah, probably. I mean, honestly, right now, Sean, you guys are still going up on the first wave. May 30th, the states of California and South Carolina and Alabama, I think, was the other one, and maybe Mississippi, announced their highest number of new cases ever. So, what is that, a week after Memorial Day? I mean,
yeah.
You actually haven't dropped yet. You're still going up.
Right, and we've had very strict lockdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it continues to keep going up, it's like, what's the point of staying locked down? Yeah, that's that argument can be made for, like, why are we going to stay locked down if it keeps going up?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, then the other problem is, so, like, Sweden in the last couple of days reporting some things, because that's kind of our example of the people who didn't do very much to see what happened.
And they did a lot. I think they did
They did stuff. But they didn't do as much as any other country.
Did. Right, right.
So the doctors, the chief epidemiologists and other doctors there are announcing they think they made a mistake. Right now their death rate per capita, which is, let's say, per 100,000 people, is way above the US. The US is about 30 deaths per 100,000 people. Sweden has 40 deaths per 100,000 people. The countries around Sweden, Norway, Finland, have 6 per 100,000 people, just 6 deaths.
All right, now that's...
So that's a lot of dead people.
Yeah.
But their idea was, okay, we'll get to herd immunity. You know, they were thinking, you know, herd immunity is 60,000 people, which just means you have better than a coin's flip chance of getting it from someone, right?
60%, right? Not 60,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. 60% of people is herd immunity. It doesn't mean everyone's immune. It just means, okay, this isn't as prevalent and as big of a deal overwhelming our system. They've been doing antibody testing. They thought they would be past 20% in May on their way to 60. They're at 7.5. Pretty much all the other countries are closer to herd immunity than them, which I don't even know how that works. But they're trying to figure it out because they're like, holy fuck, we are not even close. And they have way more deaths. So I don't know, you know? And they don't know either. It's just, it's a weird twist because it's one of those Shyamalans, right? It's just like, obviously, if we're all exposed to it, more people will get it. It's like, no, more people are dying, but less people are getting it. That's weird. You know what I mean?
I didn't know IKEA was Swedish.
Now you know.
And knowing you have to battle.
You ever go to IKEA?
No.
There's not one really in Buffalo.
No, the only one is across in Canada.
Yeah, so I'll tell you a little about IKEA. It's kind of cool. Like, you can get cheap home goods, like housewares. When I moved to an apartment and I didn't have much money and do a new apartment, I took they set it up so you could take a ferry paid for by IKEA across the river there, or you could, they have a shuttle that goes from the subway to bring people to the IKEA. So I took a bus and the shuttle bus. I bought a curtain rod, 4 kitchen chairs, and a rug. And it cost me like $50. And I put them in these big bags and like loaded them on my back. The chairs you had to assemble, but still, like, it was a lot. And brought them to my new apartment because I was trying to save money. So I didn't even pay for a cab. I took them on the IKEA bus. So it's kind of awesome.
when me and Russell moved out here, we went to IKEA. He drove. We it's bought a whole bunch. Hold on, I'm not done. It's not a treat. It's whatever. We bought a whole bunch of stuff, and then like we got to his car, and we were like, "How the fuck are we gonna get this in here?" It was so much like when we went and bought fireworks in Pennsylvania, Chess. How? And we took your Miata, and we were like, what? This trunk is – his fucking trunk was like – that wasn't a Miata. I'm sorry. It was a –
I was like, Chess didn't have a
Eclipse, Spider Eclipse. It was like this Miata. Big. It was about this big. We're like,
how
we can fit.
How does that happen twice to you?
I don't think about things, man.
So
it was like the funniest moment that I was just like, because we're both holding boxes and we're opening my trunk and we're just sitting there and just for like a moment of silence and all of us are thinking it and Sean says it and says, "Oh my God, we're so fucking dumb."
There was four of us. It was me, Chaz, Todd, and Sharon. Chaz drove. Todd's taller than me. We drove down with it was a convertible with the top down. It was a beautiful drive. We were just like, this is great. Me and Sharon were just like, because we were in the back seat. There's a leg room. Sharon's a little shorter. I'm taller, but not taller than Todd. On the way back, we're like, well, we can't exactly drive with the fucking fireworks with the convertible on our lap. So we had to put the convertible back up. And I was like this for like the rest of the ride home with like a fucking box of fireworks. I'm like, I fucking hate everything going on right now.
You guys should have just lit them off in the parking lot and been like,
there was a guy in the truck. He was like, "You want me to take some of those off your hand? Ha ha."
It was funny.
It's like fucking stupid.
We dumped two boxes into the trunk to try to see if we could just like shove them in there, and we still had two full boxes because we filled the trunk full of fireworks. So the vehicle was just a driving hazard.
And then we went to Todd's land. And Marcus and George came to join us, and we lit them all off. And me and Marcus were like Todd was going up there, Chaz, George, they were lighting off the fireworks, and me and Marcus were like, fuck that, we'll just watch them. And we were just sitting back watching the stuff, and someone knocked them over. But it was like, it came down, but it was like multiple shots, and they just started shooting at me and Marcus. And we had to jump out of the way, but like – They moved all the fireworks into like a hatchback car, and the hatchback was open, and the fireworks were like shooting into there. And all I could think about was like, "Oh my God, I hope they catch fire." And we have to shut light, and they just like go off inside this car,
and the whole car blows up.
No, not blows up, but like, you know, like a comedy, like just fireworks like going off over the place.
It was
for like an hour.
It was so close to happening. Like, I was surprised it did not.
And then George has his fucking empty bottle. He throws it into the pond. Todd's like, "What the fuck are you doing that for?" He's like, "Oh, I wasn't supposed to."
No, it's my leg.
George is like, "This is what rednecks do, right?"
He just causes it like no one's watching.
I think he may have thought we were just
my first beer.
I think he just thought like we just showed up to some land and let fireworks off and like no one owned it. We were just there.
Did Todd make him go get the bottle?
No. Pitch black. George was night. George would be like, fuck you. They weren't friends.
That's right. Fireworks is nighttime. I was just, I don't know.
That shit was hilarious. Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
That is hilarious. That's very funny.
Oh my gosh.
I always think about those two different stories, and I keep forgetting. They're the same. Same story.
I've heard the bottle story a million times. I never heard the fireworks.
Yeah, we're embarrassed.
Yeah, you're like, don't tell Nick that we're too dumb to know how much
we're really just
trunk.
Not on our game.
That drive down was so beautiful. I'm like, this is what convertibles are for. And then we got in. I was like,
Because when we went there for it was Phantom Fireworks in Pennsylvania, in Erie, Pennsylvania, and they had like the best deal ever. Like you could buy, a set of fireworks, and basically you get a buy one, get one free type of thing. So we just were bought, like we bought basically $500 worth of fireworks, and then we ended up with like $1,000 worth of fireworks. So we were just like, this is fantastic. And like, we were just not even thinking about it, just buying all sorts of shit. And then we just get to the car. We're just like, fuck.
Almost any other type. I mean, like any other car, we probably had plenty of trunk space.
Yeah.
This trunk, it's like,
it is. I mean,
my Camaro even had a big trunk.
Yeah. It was. I can't believe you still were able to sell that after you painted a number 4 on the roof.
No, that wasn't the Camaro. That was the Cavalier.
Was that the Cavalier? Yeah. Okay. All right, because it was baby blue, and I remember talking with Sarah.
And the
Sarah,
paint was defective, so the paint came off the roof.
When you were, was it Sarah Hufford? We were talking, like, and like the three of us were just talking, like, about how it was like the Fantastic Four car, and it could take the form of all four of them at some point.
What was great is the girl who bought it. She's like, 4 is my boyfriend's favorite number. I'm like, yes. So the paint was defective, so I painted it myself, but I also painted a neon green 4 on the top.
Oh my gosh.
You guys, I don't know if you remember this story. I was working at the town pool during the day, obviously, right? But my mom was like, oh, someone wants to see the car. They called, you know, because then you call the home phone. And I was like, well, let them see the car. Sure, why not? If they want to buy it, I guess let me know. I don't know, you know, see, why not? So this guy came, and my mom's like, well, it doesn't have plates, so don't take it off the street. The guy took the car off the street. But meanwhile, he had left in front a new Ford Explorer. So my mom's like, he gave me the keys to this car. Like, he's not stealing that piece of shit car. And if he does, well, he can go to prison for that. It's only, we're only selling it for $500.
Right. What
an idiot. Anyway, he comes back. He backs in the driveway. He's like, nah, it's not for me. But he's gone a long time. My mom's like, what a weirdo. Like, nice guy, but like fucking weird. Anyway, we didn't realize until this woman came to buy my car. That guy stole my muffler. We're looking around the car, and I'm just like, where the fuck's the muffler?
I don't remember that story at all.
This girl, we're standing around the car, like a whole group of us, and I'm just like, oh, God, my muffler's gone. Well, wait, that guy the other day stole my muffler. Oh, my God. And, like, I think I was selling it for $550 or $600. She's like, well, you knocked this much off. I'm like, yeah. That's the cost of a muffler, sure. Take it.
Before I came out here, I sold my SUV for $500. Apparently, like a month later, it broke down and they junked it.
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent timing.
No, it was an excellent timing. I just didn't know what he was doing.
No, it was excellent timing for you.
I would have kept that thing going.
Maybe. I'm not sure it would have made it to LA.
It would not have made it to LA. That's why I sold it.
Yeah.
Even still, if I was able to drive it out to LA and make that trip, which actually would have been nicer because we could put all of our stuff in my SUV instead of.
You'd be fine at IKEA.
Yeah, we would be fine. I probably would have gotten a ticket for like $300 and then just been like, well, there goes my truck.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not paying for that.
See what I can get at an auction.
That's the nice thing, right? Like when your car becomes a piece of shit in a place where, like, you know, you don't have free parking on the street, they'll just take it away for you. You don't have to pay someone to come get it.
Chaz, what do you got going on? You haven't said much on the podcast.
I was trying to get Marcus involved.
I got nothing, man. All I've been doing is just working and when waiting for this stuff to be over.
Yeah.
It's been kind of boring, but I got my Jeep that I've been buying all sorts of stupid shit for, wasting a whole bunch of money. It's like the most, like, I spend a lot of money on this Jeep. It's almost embarrassing. And I made a gym at my house.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. No. But he's added a lot more. You just keep adding it. Sharon was working out on it the other day, right? She was posting pictures.
She's saying that exercise bike gives her a hell of a workout.
Yes, it does, man, if you do it right. And so I was because the gyms are going to be open in phase 3, right? So they but gyms are like cesspools. at least the way I think about them, because totally people disgusting. Are sweating. They're sweating all over
they're
stuff,
disgusting.
And they're not.
I'm canceling.
Stuff down.
I'm not going back.
And no, I mean, just, yeah, you're gonna be working out. You're gonna be, you know, breathing heavy. The droplets of water going out. You
exactly.
know, after you use a machine, you gotta hope that the person wiped it off. You know what?
Oh,
what
dude,
are they using to wipe it off?
Before this happened, I would pre-wipe, and my gyms, the last two gyms I belonged to, had spray and paper towels everywhere, and I would pre-wipe and then wipe when I was done too.
You got George Costanza taking a piss in the showers.
Yeah.
You just never know what you're gonna walk into.
That's gonna become vapor, and everyone's gonna breathe it.
Yeah, technically, Nick, what you said is exactly how you should actually be at the gym. Is like you should wipe down before and after, and but no one really does that. But the I haven't worked out since March. So I was
you're looking a little frail.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Already. I was like, fuck it. I'm like, I'm just gonna buy. I'm gonna clear out the basement. I'm gonna just buy some stuff and see if that helps and gets me motivated a little bit. So I went on Facebook Marketplace, and which is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And I found like a really good deal on a lot of work equipment. I just bought it. And I set it all up downstairs in the basement and cleared a lot of stuff out of the way. And now I have like almost a full fledged gym that I can get. I can work out every body part.
Did you ever look into getting something like Andy has, like one of those home gyms, or even like maybe getting Andy's? Because I don't know if he's using it.
Yes.
It doesn't, look like he's using it.
I did buy his bar, his barbell, and two plates, two 35 pound plates. So I did get that from him. Nice. It only cost me two cases of Koch. What is it?
Grapefruit Red or whatever?
Yeah, it only cost me two cases of that. So
those 35, they're usually like, what, $1 a pound?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, they're really expensive. Sometimes they usually charge like $2 a pound or something like that. But I basically got it for a steal.
Yeah.
And Listen,
I got a steal for you. This guy on Facebook Marketplace is selling a Jeep like yours for $500, Chaz.
We just had this conversation.
No.
I know. I'm just talking because it's so much repetitive from us.
Right. Right. So, I outfitted the gym through Facebook Marketplace. Like, I tried finding all the stuff, like you were saying, Sean, about outfitting, getting like a gym, home gym set, but you can't find it anywhere. They're all sold out all over the place. I went to, since the retail stores are open now, I went to G&G Fitness, which has kind of like a home gym equipment, sold out of everything. Nothing. Wow. They have nothing. Well, they have is cardio equipment in there. That's it. And there's nothing. You can't find it anywhere. Like, all gym equipment in like the stores and online, like they're just all sold out. Everything's sold out
because the factories are closed and the way they import it is closed, and they and everyone's like, the gyms are closed, we need to work out. There was a run on it.
Yeah. And I feel that when the gyms open, people are going to start maybe selling some of their stuff.
Sure.
But I'll probably get some good stuff at a good deal, I'm hoping, but I'll just wait, but I got enough right now. So that's really what I've been doing over the last few days.
Keep an eye on it, man. And keep an eye on like estate sales. You get some more like heavy duty, old school equipment, like that bike, in great shape.
Yeah, that was a steal. I got that for $50.
I remember when we used to do backyard wrestling, we used to go out with Andy's old pickup truck. We used to find cool shit to like break on camera. And I remember one time, on Main Street near the cemetery where we grew up, they had one of those things. It's like a metal pole, and you put like this leather strap around your waist, and it like shakes your midsection for you. Like, you see it in like old movies. Marcus knows what I'm talking about. Somebody had one, and I was just like, it'd be so funny to get that thing. But like, I don't know if I went out and it was too big for my car, or like I couldn't figure out a way to
bring it home. That's not a small item.
No, it's not. The base is heavy, right? the strap part's small, but like the rest of it is heavy duty machinery. And but yeah, I was like, I gotta bring this home, but I'm like, oh god, it's big, and I don't know why I could, like, it probably didn't fit in my car or something, but I was just like, it'd be hilarious if I, you know, if we had one of us like the masked man, like shake it in that thing.
I remember trying to get we were driving by, we saw the giant gorilla stuffed animal being thrown out, and like it was so big it didn't fit in like the back seat of the Aries. Like we had to like ram like into it to like push it into the car.
The door.
And like the people came home and they were like pulling into the garage, like, the driveway. So we're like, I mean, it was just garbage anyways, but it's like, hey, how's it going?
Still funny. Thanks for the big stuffed gorilla.
He became one of our big commentators.
Definitely, yeah, that's Mr. Real. I have a lot of good memories of your piece of shit car, Sean, the Aries.
I love that car. I wish I never got rid of it. Yeah. There's a couple things I would read. If I were to redo that, I would probably redo getting rid of that car. I probably would have at least held on to that.
Until it stopped working, right?
Yeah.
Because it still worked.
Yeah. You can't kill a K-car.
Car of war. The Dodge Aries.
Marcus, did the Pistons win?
Yes.
Who are they playing now?
All-time Raptors.
The all-time Raptors versus the all-time Lakers?
Pistons. No, all-time Pistons.
Oh, so wait, now the Lakers are out of it. Now you got to watch the Pistons until they lose?
Yes.
Well, just hit reset.
Vince Carter on that team? The Raptors?
He sure is.
He has to be, right?
Yeah, of course.
Who else is on the team? Do they have five players?
What, Kawhi Leonard? Gasol?
No, he can't be on there. He was only there a year, right? I mean, was their MVP.
Their rules, I don't know their rules, but I feel like if they're going to be an all-time Raptor, the MVP of the finals.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Marcus, is he on there?
Yes.
He is. Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Fucking told you.
Hey, I really regret. To this day, I haven't been to an NBA game. Remember when I kept trying to get you guys to go on a four-pack to see the Raptors? For $100 Canadian, we'd all get T-shirts, hot dogs, a drink, and a ticket.
And that was when it was like 2-1 ratio for anyone listening. Like the American dollar was sort of been almost like $50 American.
Yeah.
Roughly, or like 60 or 70. Yeah, but like,
it was probably like $70 for four NBA tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, soda pops, and four T-shirts. Yeah. Why didn't we do it?
I know.
Didn't we do something like that for the
I think about that all the time.
What, Jez?
Didn't we do something like that for the arena football?
My dad had season tickets.
Yeah.
Which was probably $100 too for arena football.
For the season. For the season. And it was. The first time he bought it, like he bought it with it, and I liked it. I thought the arena football was way better than the NFL.
It was great. Yeah. It was fantastic. The games were fun.
Me and our buddy Jim, we went to the home opener ever. Like the very first game they ever played. Because my dad was having a heart attack, and we didn't know it. But he was like, hey, I'm not feeling too good. If you want to use those tickets, grab a friend, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool. I may have just hung out with Jim, and I was like, hey, you want to go to this game? He was like, sure. So I went and picked him up. We went and saw it. And, like, we were in, like, the nosebleeds, and, like, there was, like, no one, like, below us. So he was just kind of, like, moved down a little bit. But, like, the very first play, like, this dude was running, and he got hit. He flipped over, landed on his feet. Kept fucking running. I was like, yes, this is amazing.
Were you with, was it you that signed up for a credit card to get a T-shirt and you were underage?
Who are you asking?
Maybe. There's a possibility.
I think it was you because you remember, I remember you complaining about it, saying like, they keep calling me. What? And I keep underage.
Sean,
like, I only did it for the fucking T-shirt.
Sean, what was on the T-shirt?
I don't know, man. Probably something about the Destroyers.
Oh, it was at the game. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was at the game because they
asked your age. You just lied or what?
Yeah, you just lied that you were 18 or something like that.
I don't remember the exact details. They may have been like, hey, I may have said I don't I'm not old enough. I just want the T-shirt. And then maybe like, yeah, I just filled out. And we'll give you it. Because, you know, some places.
Okay, so you didn't actually get the credit card.
No, I didn't get the credit card.
Out an application, and then they contact you later.
What I stupidly did was gave them all my fucking information in exchange for a shitty T-shirt. If you really want to get down to it, that's what I did.
When I was,
I fucked up. God, stop rubbing it in my face. Jesus Christ.
When I was 17, I started to get this magazine for free. And so I called the magazine and they eventually were like, they sent me a thing. Like, if you want to renew, you got to pay us. And I was just like, I called and I was like, why did you give this to me anyway? Like, why was it free before and not free now? And they're like, well, you signed up with your credit card. And I was just like, I'm 16. I don't know.
What magazine was it?
It was Guitar Player, which isn't very good. I liked the guitar magazines that had like songs in the back with the music that you could learn how to play it. And cool. Like Guitar Player was always like some blues guy on the cover with long articles about like the technique of playing blues, but no, there was never any how to play it. So I was just like, I really need to read about Muddy Waters' favorite scale. Like, this is I mean, it was great for people who were really good, but like for me as a 16-year-old who could barely play, I was just like,
Marcus, you kept almost every magazine that you had from your childhood.
How were they organized?
Currently, right now, yeah. Like, I think did you get rid of those magazines or do you still have them?
They take up space in one room.
I got rid of them like a long time ago.
Oh man!
Was it during the
storage unit?
Was this during the Stars Fire?
Yeah, possibly.
Playboy.
Possibly. Yeah. I remember that.
Marcus? What was one of your oldest magazines you had?
It was either a Men's Health from December of 2000. It was either a Men's Health from December of 2000, or it might have been a random Playboy that might have been a little older than that.
Where did you get that random Playboy? Because that sounds like a more interesting story than buying a Men's Health.
You know what? That's a good question.
Well, those stores, right?
Was it Giles you stole
they
it?
Used to have them in the stores, right? Like just like in the magazine aisles.
I think someone said someone gave it to me.
I gave someone a Playboy once for her birthday.
For her birthday.
Who was it?
Amy. It was Amy.
Just to fuck with her?
Why did there was a certain WWE female star that was posed in it, and when she wound up getting divorced from her husband, she's like, I lost that in the divorce. So I gave it to her as a birthday gift. I saw Star Trek, and I had like the red shirt, the red Star Trek shirt.
Amy?
Yeah, the one we used to play basketball with.
Cool Amy.
No, not that one. Not the Tops Amy. The one that we've played volleyball with a lot. She's with Jim. They have a kid together.
Oh, Amy. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, yeah, her. Okay.
Who?
Okay.
Listen, Marcus.
Who?
Right now, Marcus, if you want to rebuy the 2000 December Men's Health, a guy in Rochester is selling it for $15 plus $6.85 shipping on eBay.
What is with you this podcast?
What?
Do you need some money? ask
you
us.
Think it's me selling it? No, I'm not.
No, this whole thing, like, if you still had that, you could sell it for money. Hey, how do we get people to give us money by gambling?
Oh, the gambling thing.
That's how else do we do this for money? Just gonna title this for the money. All for the money.
Want, I was thinking Raycor.
Raycor? Nick, you can do gay for pay.
I don't know what that means, but I can assume what that means, and I'm not doing that.
That's fantastic.
Pretty sure it's self-explanatory.
Yeah, Yeah,
especially
just sitting.
Listen, man, I'm not going to the bus station and tapping my foot at a glory hole during the time of COVID. No, are you crazy?
No, you can do it. This is COVID shit, so you do it virtual.
Get out of here.
So you just, all you gotta do.
Webcam.
Get your webcam, take your shirt off, put some oil on it, and eat a sandwich in front of a camera, and someone will pay you for it.
Eat a sandwich.
That's disgusting.
That's a thing, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Everything's a thing.
You could do anything, man. They just say like, okay, now eat the sandwich. Yeah. with all that mayonnaise. Yeah. Chop, drip it in, drip it on your chest.
I know a friend who used to like talk to do those sex cams or whatever. He would pay whatever to go on someone's channel or something, and I don't know exactly, or maybe he did enter, maybe his amount of views, the people got money back, but like, you know, it was like this, but instead of, he would never show himself, so he would just type like what he wanted them to do and stuff, and then they would just do whatever you typed, and I think you pay for people to do things, and I don't know. I do know a guy did that.
So, did you date a girl who used to be on?
Yes, I did. Well, no, technically I wasn't dating her. Someone else was. We were just hooking up. She was in an open relationship. Like, there was a high possibility we would have dated if she wound up not moving. That's how that went.
Yeah. Who?
I don't think you know this one.
Website.
I don't know it. I didn't know her for that. Like, I met her at a bar, and then we got.
No, but she could.
Started talking about.
I'm just joking.
Oh, she did, but I.
It's okay. I was joking. We don't need to. No free advertising here, okay?
Yeah, you want us to advertise you? Says Mr. Fucking IKEA over here. So, does anyone know about the wonders of IKEA? Tell you about.
For a dollar, you get a big chocolate bar at IKEA, and they've got Swedish meatballs in the food court. Wish I could go to an IKEA.
What the hell is a Swedish meatball?
It's a little meatball. Small. I think it's white sauce, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Is this fucking piss?
Yes.
That was a good party. It was.
And it was.
All right, guys.
To hit the likes.
Subscribe. Notifications, bell.
What are you gonna go eat?
My wife